Holy guacamole. It has been so long since I have recorded anything for this podcast. It is Tuesday, December 3rd today, and I hope that you are having the most glorious morning or evening or afternoon or middle of the night, if that's where you're at. It's been a whirlwind. And I've been living a little bit out of a bag for the last week because I've been dog sitting, and it has been so much fun, but also pretty chaotic. And now that I'm back home, everything feels a little disorganized, a little bit chaotic, and like there's a lot to sort of fix. But when I say the word fix, I realize that everything's just fine, you know? There's a lot to do, and there's a lot of ways to make it better and easier and more fun. But it's also okay where it is. And I wanted to talk about the idea that what you look for in your life, you will find. So if you're looking for all the ways that you're failing, for all the ways that you are not enough, or for the people, things, situations that let you down, you will see those things. You will build that evidence and strengthen the beliefs that you are unworthy, that people will let you down, that you are a failure, etc. So it might be worth it to look for the ways that you're actually kicking ass. The strengths that you have, the ways that you're different and cool and super amazing. Because there's a lot of evidence for that too. We just don't choose to see it. And we feel kind of silly when we're like, well, let me think about ways to be proud of myself for today. Yeah, it sounds kind of silly, but if at the end of the day you think through and you maybe name 3 to 5 things that you did well at, that you conquered, that you accomplished, that you feel good about, that's a much nicer way to go to bed or start your day than thinking about the things that you did wrong. And there's a level of honesty, I think, in looking at the things that you can be proud of and also being able to acknowledge the things that you can do better, but having that framed in a way that is exciting so that tomorrow you might be able to shift what you didn't do as well as you would have liked today and do it better. And you are killing it. You're rocking it. You are so perfect for the life that you're living and the life that you're meant to live. What is for you will find you. It's all happening in perfect timing. It's not so bad. And all of the people that you talk to today, every single one, the person that you sit next to on the train, the person in the car next to you at the stoplight, every single person is having this crazy human experience alongside you. They've got family, they've got a job, they've got fears and anxieties and insecurities, they've also got joy and the things that make them giggle, even though it doesn't make sense to anybody else. We are also multifaceted, and having that curiosity about the people that are around you all day long, the strangers and the coworkers and the friends and family, and having some grace for them and so much grace and compassion for yourself. I love you. And there are people in this world that love you and think that you're super, super, super crazy cool. So go out there and have some fun and be good to yourself. I'm Carolee Lawson, and this is another fill in the blank day.